You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Home of comedy,
culture,
adventures,
and ghosts.
Hey everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Baseless Speculation, all the pop culture news and all the research so you don't have to. I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
And I'm Joel.
Now boys, what do we think is in our inbox we haven't checked for about a year?
So first of all, congratulations. It's either the end of 1 year or the start of the next one, depending on when you've chosen to listen to this episode.
Could be the middle.
You're coming to the show late.
Yeah.
We've been going for almost bang on a year.
At this point.
Or 52 episodes.
Yeah.
But sometimes released twice weekly.
Yeah. And halfway through that release of 52 episodes, we were like, we've got an email account. So please, everybody, listeners, lovers of bestless speculation, send us your email.
So it's worth noting that Jackson's doing this basically lying down, and he was, I think, clearly assumed that lying down wouldn't affect his energy, but it has immediately.
His vocal cords, I feel.
He's not quite lying down.
Manipulate the human speech, yeah. Where his neck and body is at a 90-degree angle.
I'm doing the most powerful sloucher human body can.
Like, the chairs we're in should not be, like, they're not slouch. They're not designed for slouching.
No,
but
no.
You've managed it. I like that your crotch is very in our face.
Your knees are at a 90-degree angle. Your neck's at a 90-degree angle.
Yeah, I'm making a little Tetris block.
I'll take a quick photo of this.
Which one?
Yeah, there you go. Beautiful.
I mean, the one in the shape of my body right now. That Tetris block. Where?
Yeah,
exactly. Anyway,
yeah.
So yeah, we for those lovers of baseless speculation, email us in. We basically forgot about it.
Didn't forget.
And whenever this, like this particular episode airs, check out either our Twitter or our Facebook group, and I'll post this beautiful picture of Jackson in his slouch.
It's a horrible photo.
It's not good.
It's almost borderline unpostable.
Too sexy? Is that what I'm thinking?
It's something.
It's bad.
I disagree. I think it's great. Somehow my legs look huge.
I would say that's probably the perspective.
Well, yeah, but it makes me look like a big chicken legs and a little man body. I love it. Yeah, happy new year. That's good.
Happy new year. That's good.
Anyway, so we finally decided, let's check in with this email address we made a big deal about and see what the people have to say. So Dusha, please.
So we got a lot of emails, which is unsurprising.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of mixes between episode ideas and responses to episodes.
Okay. Well, let's just pick some of the started this. I'm assuming you sat down and curated this. Yeah. Let's say yes.
Let's enjoy that theater of the mind for a moment longer and say yeah.
Hi, BS crew. This is from May Reed.
Hi, May Reed.
Hey.
Just letting you know that I laugh, so I'm not. I've got a little bit more context from this, but I'm not going to read the subject line. And you Jackson, and you, Joel Zammett, and you, the audience, are just going to have to keep up.
Okay.
Hi, BS crew. This is from May Reed.
Mm-hmm.
Just letting you know that I laugh so hard at the term weese, wife niece, that my neighbors in the unit next door got angry with me. It was worth it.
Now remind me.
Weese, hang on. I think we can figure this out.
Okay, what if I give you one extra line that gives you more context?
That would be good.
Also, I wish that you had mentioned Javier Bardem, as to my mind, he was an even better villain than Mads Mikkelsen.
Ah, right. It was a Bond episode.
It was a Bond episode.
And, I'm out.
I don't think you were in. It was with Alexi.
That was with Alexi, yeah.
And yes, we were talking about him marrying Blofeld's daughter or whatever. But Blofeld is like maybe his brother, so it's his weiss.
Keep up the amazing work. I always look forward to new episodes. Recently, a guy I was seeing didn't enjoy BS when I played it, so I'm and I cannot pretend that wasn't a factor in me not continuing to see him.
That rules.
All the best, married. I hope I'm not fucking up your name. I have never encountered it written down before, but it sounds like a name, and I'm pretty confident.
I would love to be. I mean, obviously, I never could because that would change the way people listened to Beast of Speculation if I was there. But to see somebody hear our words and. You know, because like you go into it assuming you'll enjoy yourself, and then as the words come out and we just talk
in real time.
Yeah,
I mean, we've seen this happen in live shows where people bring like a partner that's clearly
true.
Didn't want to do this. That's always an enjoyable time.
I always have a memory of somebody who I'm not really friends with anymore, but I used to be friends with, and this was like several years ago, and at the place they worked in like the back area, and they were like, sometimes people put on podcasts, and he's like, so I was going to put on, obviously on a base of speculation, this was before but our sister show Plumbing the Death Star, and he's like, and I'll put on an episode of that. And then he was like, the next time he saw me, he's like, hey man, I put on an episode and it wasn't very good. Nobody laughed. It's like, you should probably do better for the next one. I was like, what?
Do you know what episode it was?
It was a Spider-Man one. It might have been, what if Spider-Man had been in the Middle Ages or something? Which is funny.
He had whips.
That was a funny episode. He's a serf or whatever. Anyway, bold and powerful of that friend to tell me that I was bad at my job
and
to my
do
friend.
Better.
I think your podcast would be pretty successful if you were funny.
Yeah, but I like as well that he must have put it on, much like May Reed, and been like, this is so funny. And then the people listening were like, actually, buddy, this sucks shit.
Also, who listens to the podcast as a group of people?
Oh, I don't know. This is a strange way to do it. I mean, I get showing like a prospective partner that somebody you're dating or whatever, because you want to share your sense of humor. So, and May Reed, I completely understand being like, if they don't like the BS boys... I'm out of there. But it is weird with like a group of like more than two.
Like even with like when it comes to like, you know, if my partner's like, hey, I listen to this podcast. We've never both jointly listened to a show. I'm always like, sure.
Listening to a podcast out loud is fucked up. legitimately.
Yeah. No, I'm with you.
I listen in the car sometimes.
But that doesn't count. Yeah. The idea of putting on a podcast. When there's two people in the car.
Oof.
I'm throwing up. Yeah. I don't know if you can hear it in my voice right now, but I'm throwing up.
Oh, yeah.
Every time I get in the car with friend of the show, Adam. I don't know if he is a friend of the show.
Enemy of the show, Adam.
Fuck Adam.
I don't know if he's ever been on it. Anyway.
He's been on more episodes than you.
Of Baseless Speculation.
Yes.
Wow. friend of the show, Adam, and he has a podcast playing in his car. He very panically is like, because Because you
Look,
don't want people
enough.
To know. It's like someone looking at your internet search history. It's bad.
I'll read out some of mine right now.
Okay.
Search history. Okay, so Gmail.
Yeah.
A lot. Hoyt Cinemas.
Okay.
Sandspits Radio Stuff and Nonsense Facebook group.
Mm-hmm.
Comedy Republic. Mm. Oh, there's a Plumbing the Star live show coming up there, I hear.
Facebook. Yeah, I see what you mean. It's not interesting.
It's
Pitchfork.
Boring
list of Sonic the Hedgehog characters.
Yeah. I know what you were saying. It's like, not Invasion of Privacy. It's like, they're going to see all the weird things I Googled. Or just being like, it's boring.
Yeah.
Punked.
Yeah.
The TV show.
Okay.
I still go by my old statement.
Yeah. I'm still not interested. Give us the next email, please.
Should never have given him this much power.
Yeah.
Kermit did 9/11.
Okay. Why were you Googling that?
I was looking it up for a friend because he was like, I had a dream where the Muppets knew about 9/11. And I was like, oh, that's a meme. That's probably what he dreamed about it.
Yeah.
It comes down to a not funny bit on the internet, but basically there's a flashback in one of the Muppets movies.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
It's like
this.
Kermit gets to see what happens if he wasn't born, and it's old footage. So people are like,
9/11 didn't happen. Yeah.
This next episode is from Angus.
This next episode.
Email.
Hey, what do we think is going to happen? On Angus.
Yeah, what do we think Angus is going to say? I know, so I have to stay out.
That's fair. I think Angus is going to suggest something for us to speculate on.
Or an amendum on, let's say, a Transformers film.
All right.
Oh, both very close and not correct. Hello, Joel Dusha. That's scary. Did I ever say I was going to read the emails? I don't know. I'm a man with too much time on his hands, so when I tuned into the latest episode of my favorite podcast, Baseless Speculation, I was anticipating, nay, looking forward to, some discussion of Hawkeye comic books when Jackson Bailey was ridiculed for suggesting vampires could appear. Despite Dracula and Satan being the Avengers' current main villains in the comic books, but in the recent West Coast Avengers series, Draculas were the main antagonists.
Mm-hmm.
What was this series, you ask? Angus, I am asking. Well, that was a continuation of Kate Bishop's solo series, which featured both Clint, Kate, and Lucky the dog. Also just a really fun series that someone should read for serious issues.
Okay, okay.
Best regards, Angus. Also, the subject line is, and this doesn't tie into the email, but it is confusing, but I'm going to read it
because
Joel Zammett, my prediction, Joel Zammett loves this
email subject. Yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah. Put that in
the Hawkeye's mother is a Dracula.
I don't know if I love it. I'm just more confused.
It's shocking how often I'm right. I'm right way more than I'm wrong.
I'm assuming this is about the Hawkeye TV series.
Yeah, it must have been. Yeah, yeah.
Something that is currently airing or has finished airing that we haven't watched.
No, I haven't seen a single
episode. I've seen three episodes.
Mm. Has vampires appeared?
No.
Hints of vampires.
No.
Although seeing Hawkeye firing a stake is pretty
funny. Cool.
Because I guess you could do it with just a bow and arrow. Right?
Yeah, yeah.
Like a regular arrow would piercing a Dracula heart. He'd be.
But you want to see him get a thick stake in there, and
like a thick arrow.
Yeah, that would be cool.
Pretty funny.
Does Hawkeye ever use a crossbow?
No.
No, because then it'd be called.
What would
Hawkeye.
He be called? Tell the show. Justin, what would Hawkeye be called if he used
cross
a crossbow?
Hawkeye in brackets cool.
Okay. Is a crossbow? I mean, look, on the cool scale, I mean, yes, crossbows are cooler than a bow.
Then I don't know. I think crossbows are a nerd one.
Hey,
yeah.
Speaking of nerd stuff, want to hear something that's not going to make you want to watch Hawkeye?
Hawkeye, yeah, please.
Hawkeye. Here's the thing that's going to make you not want to gawk at Hawkeye.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
In episode 2, he goes to a cosplay convention.
Yeah, that's bad. I didn't want to watch it anyway.
And does he dress up like himself?
No.
Is someone dressed up like the comic accurate?
Yeah, that's the thing that Marvel movies love to do. They love to be like, hey, it's a comics accurate costume.
There is a reference to the comics accurate costume in the series, though. Kate Bishop tries to design it. This is Hawkeye's. That's not even Hawkeye spoilers. Yeah. Kate Bishop's like, hey, I tried to make you a more iconic suit. And she's like, the H on your head is for Hawkeye. Also, it's purple. And he was like, my job is to be not seen.
Yeah, that's good. I know my own name.
No, he goes to the cosplay thing because he needs... Someone's dressed as Ronan.
Oh, okay. At the cosplay thing, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then he, yeah.
I still think that there's room for vampires and Hawkeye. Okay.
Well, I was going to say, do you think now that there is like you're 3 episodes deep and there's a 6 episodes?
Yeah.
Do you reckon now that in the
no,
back
I
half...
No, I think we'll the villain may in fact be the tracksuit mafia.
Oh, okay.
And
they were introduced in episode 1 and they haven't gone away.
Oh, yeah. Okay. And do they have ties to a Dracula?
No.
Aren't they sometimes called the vampire mafia?
No, maybe. I mean, maybe, but not in this.
Are we going to maybe get a little team up between Morbius and Hawkeye?
Yeah, I think so.
I doubt that. You're a big fan of teaming up Morbius with everyone. Joel Zammett's like, Morbius, my boy, he needs to be teamed up with some fellas.
I'm just channeling my inner Sony exec.
Yeah, yeah,
being
absolutely.
Like, hey, Marvel, what if you see this character of yours?
Yes.
We've got a... He's a living vampire. Sony, what does that mean? Well, he's a vampire.
You know how he got Blade? Yeah.
Yes.
You know he's a living vampire. I was like, no, he's hot.
I think that Sony introduces this every time by being like, Marvel, Kevin Feige, I have an exciting proposition for you. The most dynamic, teen-friendly superhero.
Yes,
and he knows. He's
like Morbius and Hawkeye.
Do you mean Morbius and Hawkeye? And they're like,
We also like clicking a slide.
Clicking through like a bunch of images of all of the Marvel characters teaming up with Hawkeye. I
mean, yeah, they called that the Avengers, Jackson. Then they called it Avengers Age of Ultron.
It rules to describe any of the Avengers movies as it's like so all of like Iron Man, Captain America, they all team up with Hawkeye to take down Thanos.
Yeah, makes sense.
Next email. This is from Izzy. Quick speculation on what Izzy's got to say.
I think Izzy is correcting me on something I said in the, let's say, Ghostbusters episode.
Okay. Joel Zammett.
Maybe getting mad at I reckon a Joel. I'm not quite sure which Joel, but getting mad at a Joel for something.
Two swings, two misses. Dear Baseless Speculation, I love this Sans Pants podcast so much. Mm-hmm. It has fully got me out of my Marvel slump. So many things to watch. This was sent in October, worth noting.
Fair call.
This was pre-Jackson doing two Spider-Man episodes in a row. And then being like, actually, cinema's dead.
This is, pre-my cinema's dead era, which I'm well and truly in.
And it's fantastic to hear all of your nonsense theories, and even more exciting when they are bizarrely accurate. I'm currently off work sick and on some loopy painkillers, and your show is the thing getting me through.
That explains why.
Because it is enjoyable nonsense that doesn't hurt my brain. Side note.
It usually
does. This is for you, Joel Zammit. And this is also a reoccurring thing, because the theme song for Baseless Speculation. So Izzy asks, where does the intro music come from? I have it stuck in my head for the last 2 days and I can't stop humming it. Baseless Speculation theme song. No one ever feels nothing about it. Everyone's either like, oh, it's so relaxing and nice. Other people are like, why did you pick such a fucked up song for your show?
It is good when listeners are like, that's inappropriate. And like we thought, you know what's perfect for our cinema prediction podcast? You know what really works? Gentle acoustic guitar.
Yeah.
Andrew Levins, friend of the show, was like, why have you got such a fucked up theme song? We're like, I think it's funny. He's like, yeah, it is funny, but it's a bad song. And I was like, I know.
Yeah, but it's funny.
You can get it at audionetwork.com.
Just tell them the BS boys sent you. You'll sort it out.
They'll look after you.
Yeah.
I went
the track title.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure that is the part that isn't. You don't need to worry about that part.
Yeah.
Just go to the website, type
you vamp,
in.
You vamp. I think
what
I can
find it, here's a question. Okay, Dusha. Now, because you know when things happened. So Marvel, you know when Marvel announced the billion arrows in my heart, all of the shows that are coming out
soon?
The
Phase 4 announcement. Yeah.
Was that post-October? Like, I would like to know
how there was Disney Plus Day, which was November something.
Okay. I just want to know how Izzy's feel. Izzy, I'm talking directly to you. How do you feel now? Because October would have been, what if's happening?
Mm-hmm.
You know.
It's pre-Hawkeye. This is also before we get dumped with, like.
Yeah, so you just come off Loki.
Come off Loki.
You've come off Loki, which was quite fun, and you've watched What If, which is very hit or miss or whatever. You're like, oh, it's okay.
Alternatively, there's a word for it. Bad.
It sucks.
Yeah.
But you're like, wow, that was really exciting. I had a really good time. All the Marvel movies are coming. You know, Black Widow's come out. That was a lot of fun. But how are you feeling now, Izzy? How are you feeling now that the weight of the Marvel Cinematic Universe has fallen squarely on all of our shoulders and cinema is once again dead? Mm. How do you feel?
I believe the song is called Looking Forward.
Okay, there
so
you go.
You can search for that on the audionetwork.com.
Next email is from John.
Mm-hmm.
What do you reckon they have to say?
I think John is demanding we do more based reactions. Mm-hmm. I think John's saying too many baseless speculations.
He's like, I've seen the title of the show.
Yeah.
Nah, give me some reactions.
Yeah, I want to hear what you thought of movies.
I think it might be like more of like maybe an MCU fan being like, hey, stop being so harsh on the MCU.
I wish we got emails like that.
I wish people were like, Jackson's negative opinion is depressing. Thank him, shut up.
Hey, maybe the MCU is great and shush.
Yeah.
All right, so John, they say, love you all, especially when Zammit mixed up the Time Brokers from Exiles with the Time Keepers from the Thor comics. His memory of the Exiles is pretty spot on. He just got them tied in the wrong show.
Okay.
If anything, I think we'll get the Exiles reference in the animated What If series, which we've already seen has World War II Peggy Carter reality that has shown up in the most recent Exile books. Drop a team in and we'll have the Quantum League sliders. We'll have them Quantum Leap / sliders some problems, then bloop into a new universe. Anyway, thanks for dealing with all the fans that have entire comic books, movies, etc. memorized. John. Hey, John. No worries.
Yeah. Look, I'm sorry.
Joel Zammit's a fucking idiot. I agree.
Apologize.
You're very apologizing.
Very apologetic.
Very apologetic. Sorry. I'm sorry for fucking that up too. Yes, I'm very sorry that I mixed those two up. And I'm disappointed we did not get the exiles coming through different realities, because I think that would have made a better version of What If, but then they would have cooked it because it was just all kinds of not great.
Are we getting a What If 2?
Of course we are.
Yeah, season 2, baby.
And there's like this
Peggy Carter's back.
And also, I just love that there's like, I think there's moments in the first series that were clearly meant to come out after another episode that they scrapped.
There was a scrapped episode that's now in season 2. It features
a Gamora. One of the main persons in like the latter episodes where they're fighting the big bad Vision Ultron.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're Voltron.
Like, you're like, who is they? And then they were meant to be part of season 1. So
yeah.
Because you're like, oh, they're tying all these like timelines together. They're tying some of them together. It kind of just didn't make a heap of sense.
I'm so glad I didn't watch it.
It was just clumsy. I felt it was just very clumsy. And I don't know why none of us thought that this was the case. But if you look at some of the old What If comics, or even just like even most of the What If comics, there is so much story in the story that it's just like they just cram it. They cram so much story in the story that there is no time to breathe. And that is what this series is, to me at least anyway. It was like, oh, hey, what, you know, like what if Thor was a big party boy or whatever? And they just cram the story in the story. Yeah. And you're like, oh, yeah, right. Usually there's like this little pivotal moment in the comic book history that changes a lot of things. And they have to kind of like do a quick montage almost, or a quick like, these are the repercussions. And because they're doing it in like a 32-page book or whatever, it's like, oh yeah, right. They are skipping so much, and it's just like, yeah, they're doing that on, and they did a great job adapting it. But maybe they shouldn't have.
Do you think it'll look better the second season?
Nah.
Because it looks like shit, right? Yeah, it looks like absolute shit.
I was like,
shit.
Oh, maybe I like this art style. No, I didn't. I was wrong. No. I did not like that art style.
It always gave me the vibes of, you know, when like a thing is animated, but really it's like a still image that they like move the bits off.
Motion comic. They got a word for that, baby.
That's not what I mean.
Yeah, no, it wasn't quite that. I would have enjoyed that more. No, I wouldn't.
It was kind of like they got a still image and they just made it kind of shift. I don't know. It was like, very upsetting.
It's like cell shading, but
wrong.
Gross, I don't know somehow. But yeah, I did not. Yeah, you were on the money with like, I don't like this art style. I'm like, no, maybe it's good. No, it wasn't.
Yeah.
Really. Yeah. I don't know what. Yeah. I don't know what season 2 is going to look like, but I guess more of the same. And that's
it's funny because as well, like, I haven't heard, like, I've heard more positive reviews than that, but even the really positive reviews are like, hit or miss.
Yeah, and that's the thing, it's like a bit of hit and miss, and they kept killing Tony Stark, which was pretty funny.
That's pretty good.
It is very funny.
Mm. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He deserves it.
Yeah, sure. But there's like this kind of stuff where it's like, oh, I guess that person was always a villain, or I guess this person was always this, and that kind of stuff. You're like, oh, okay, I thought that wasn't with it, okay.
Yeah.
It's like, one is like, you know, what if Killmonger was more of a piece of shit? And you're like, I guess.
Why? Yeah. Well, look, hey, I never watched it. So if you're filling out your what if bingo card from way back when, you can finally cross that little one off there. Jackson doesn't watch What If. And I never will.
All right, next email. And this one is, it's interesting. It's from Kyle. What do we think is happening in Kyle's email?
Kyle is emailing us. I think it's a scam.
Okay.
I think Kyle's emailing us trying to get our bank details. That'd be my theory.
I think it is Kyle giving us almost like an essay of what they think the Zelda TV series should look like. And he's given us a 10-episode synopsis.
Yeah.
Wow.
Whoa.
Joel Zammit's a bit on the money.
That's crazy.
Because Kyle has written an email so long that I'm not even going to attempt to read it out on the show.
Oh.
I just put it in a word counter. It was over 1,000 words.
Okay.
Hell yes, Kyle. Yes.
The subject is Mutants in the MCU. Zammit was, in brackets, almost right.
Okay.
So
it wasn't Zelda, but it was mutants. All right. Well,
you're pretty close, though.
Spark
oh my
notes
God.
If you want to.
Yeah, I'm trying.
You know, after, because, you know, we curate
it's,
this.
Okay. One, two, evidently. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 paragraphs.
Okay. So I was guessing it's like how they would put mutants in the MCU.
I'll read the intro. Maybe this will give us a note.
Yeah.
I realize that this is less a baseless speculation than a reactive based speculation, but I have a theory as to how mutants have been.
We should change our name to React.
radioactive based speculation.
So our mutants will be revealed to have having been in the MCU all along. Basically, okay. I think Zammit was on track with going with the current Hickman run, but went with the wrong element of it. Rather than the island nation of Krakoa already being established, and that's where they've been hiding, I think it would go with the many lives of Moira McTaggart.
Okay.
Please forgive me for the length. And if this is retreading old ground, I'm not on Facebook and I haven't joined the Discord yet. Well, Kyle.
So he's going to the many lives of Moira. All right.
I loathe to ask you this question.
I'll try and be brief. Don't worry. Yeah. I understand. I've already put you through so much today in other shows. So I will try and be brief. But basically, do you guys know who Moira McTaggart is?
Yeah, she's Rose McGowan. Rose Byrne. Yeah.
Mm.
Do you know her in terms of like the comic book lore?
No.
She doesn't want to smirch Professor X like in the movies.
She's a geneticist, and she's usually like basically the friend of the X-Men, and she runs like a facility down like in Muir Island, and she was like a big role in like trying to figure out like the legacy virus, which is like a mutant virus.
Mm. Yeah, that's the thing that kills the guys.
Yeah. Well, see, they knows.
Yeah.
And so she's basically like a friend of the X-Men, as it were.
Yeah.
And
Frexman.
Frexman, yes. Okay. Frexamy, if you will.
Yeah.
Or just friend.
Yeah.
They have a name for friend. Friend. Okay, so you know how we're in a constant state of chaos and fighting for our lives every single day on this godforsaken earth? Between work and everything else falling apart around me, I have not had it together enough to meal prep or plan dinner, or honestly, function like a normal human being most weeknights. Cooking something good is hard, and I deserve a modicum of joy every now and again. That's why I've turned to Omaha Steaks. My freezer is full. That's sorted. It is genuinely the one part of my life running smoothly. Real steaks, burgers, seafood, chicken, sides, all shipped to my door. So even on the nights where everything else is on fire, dinner isn't one more thing to stress about. I made the burgers the other night, didn't even have the energy to think, just pulled them out, threw them on the grill, and they tasted like something from an actual steakhouse. Somehow, the one corner of my life that's together is the one I didn't even have to think about. If you've never tried them, the Burger Perfection Flight is the easiest way in. 20 premium steak burgers across 5 cuts. So try the Burger Perfection Flight at omahasteaks.com today. That's 20 premium steak burgers for just $79.99. Plus, get $35 off with promo code BEEF. That's right, BEEF. BEEF. omahasteaks.com, promo code BEEF for $35 off at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. So again, everyone's like, she's a human person.
Yeah.
She also has a son called Gabriel.
Uh-huh.
Is it Gabriel? Anyway, Prometheus, who basically a reality warper, and very early on they tried to like stop him, but they just fucked it up.
Yeah.
And he's like, so I think they ended up killing him.
Oh,
rest in peace, King.
Yeah,
yeah.
Bye. He's back now. Don't worry.
Welcome back, King.
He's a good guy. Yeah. So every mutant's a good guy now. Kind of.
So
the many lives of Moira is that, so she's revealed to be a mutant.
Uh-huh.
And her mutant power is reincarnation.
Oh, okay.
But she'll keep the memories. So we go and I think we're currently in her 10th life. We're reading with Hickman's run.
Mm-hmm.
And so she has like, she, the first life she lives, it's just a normal, lovely life. She just has like, she meets somebody, falls in love, has kids, blah, 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 blah. And then you lose to an age, and then she dies, and then she's reborn, and she's like, okay. And it's basically like living out, so with all the memories and that knowledge, she's now living life again. And so one life she is like, right, mutants, we got to stop them.
Yeah. Okay.
And so she kind of makes the cure, and then Mystique and her wife Destiny are like, well, let's stop that. And they burn her alive. And so she's like, I can remember this bitch, because if you fuck it, you do this again,
we'll set you on fire again.
Destiny is like a precog, and she's like, I know the future.
Yeah.
You've got maybe like 11, 12 lives of this if you're right, because, you know, if you fuck this up, we will come for you.
Yeah, yeah.
And if we kill you before your mutant power like happens,
you're done. Yeah.
And so it goes through a few different like lives. Like, one, she tries to help.
Yeah. Kyle's like, you could have just fucking read my email.
Yeah, I could have. And so one storyline, she's like, oh, I'm going to try helping out Xavier. One storyline, she's like, I'm trying to help Magneto. One, she's like, maybe I'll go to Apocalypse. And one storyline, she's just like, yeah, something happens. So she's old enough that like she kind of like is like 1,000 years old or something like that. And the moment she dies, it resets. Okay.
Back
Kyle,
to the
also, they're not going to do that.
So I don't know.
Did you hear this shit? Yeah. No chance.
Yeah, I don't know how they would. Like again,
you can read the email, because
as great as that was in terms of, yeah, like reframing Moira. I don't know how they would put that on screen.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what Kyle's...
Like, yeah.
Yeah. Like the but many lives
I'll
of...
give you the login to the email. You can read it yeah. and you can agree or disagree right. with
it sounds
Kyle.
Like you're saying that to the listeners.
Yeah.
We'll give you... Yeah, we obviously don't have the time to read Kyle's very long email. So
we'll just give you the login.
Yeah.
You guys can jump on in and tell us if you like
it. All right. Next email is from Caleb. What do you reckon Caleb's going to talk about?
I think Caleb is going to say that he wants one of us gone. He's going to decide one of us based on speculation. Uh-huh.
Cinema is dead. Sack Jackson Bailey.
Let's say a call to have Adam, friend of the show, Adam on the show to do a Dungeons and Dragons based film.
Someone did that recently, but it was in Discord, I think. But Caleb doesn't do either of those things. Hey, BS boys, kill Jackson Bailey. No, it doesn't. Not sure how likely you are to read this out on air, but I'm pretty proud of this one.
Oh, okay.
I said likely, not likely. And obviously, we already know the answer to this because we have definitely seen Spider-Man Far From Home. At this point. We've seen it. We know everything about it.
At this point in our human timeline.
We've seen the movie.
There's so many portals.
All the times when Spider-Man did that amazing thing were really some of the best times of my life.
Let me say, the movie.
I must say to you boys that cinema is alive again because of the actions and behaviors of Spider-Man.
Yeah, it's really changed up the status quo of the MCU. And going forward, I'm excited for the things that are going to be
big
happening.
Big changes are coming, but also it's the Spider-Man you know and love.
Yeah.
It's both the status quo is thrown out the window, but it's a love letter to the status quo of Spider-Man. So Caleb says, I love the idea of evil Spider-Man being the last Sinister Six member, but this being the MCU, I'm putting something slightly different on my bingo card. Now, I've read ahead, and let me just say that this is, I honestly think, very bang on. And obviously, I know the answer.
Yeah.
But at this point, if I hadn't seen the movie, this sounds like something that will definitely happen.
All right.
But I have obviously seen the movie, so that's just like my guess.
Yeah.
And I will not be commenting any further on this. What if, as a big middle finger to expectations, there is no sixth villain in the film, and J. Jonah Jameson spins the big fight of Spidey fighting all the villains as them all working together. He calls them Sinister Six in a Daily Bugle news story / headline, and that's as close as we get to it in the movie.
Ah, I see what you mean. Mm. So, Sinister Six and the sixth person being Spider-Man, and it's all just Jameson propaganda.
Like a photo of them all punching and Jameson just Sinister Six!
They're loving each other and they're going to take over the New York.
Yeah. Well, we know what happens.
We know what happens.
And Caleb, let me just say prediction.
Yeah. Because there's no way that this was recorded before.
That would be insane. Zamet, that would be an insane thing to say.
That would be disgusting. It would be against the podcaster's tradition.
Yeah.
We have to reveal every podcast you listen to has been recorded the date you're listening to it.
Yes. Definitely in that, at least with like one or two days.
Yeah. We update every podcast every day.
Before or after the date that comes out.
Yeah. You don't know. Who can say?
Next email. Raphael has emailed in.
Okay. I think Raphael is just going to post a list of our addresses. Nothing else. It's an ominous warning. That's what I think Raphael's sending us.
Dear BS boys, Jackson Bailey, home address.
I think the subject line is be careful. And then it's just our addresses.
Attached like Google images where we just pinned each one of our addresses.
That's my theory.
That's great. Now, I think he's going to maybe talk about how we put... like a live adaptation of a good Doctor Doom film.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
No. The address is pretty good. No. subject is basically speculate on Paddington, you cowards.
Okay.
Raphael says, is there confirmation for Paddington 3? No. Should that stop you from speculating on it?
Of course not.
Also,
not
no.
Yeah, yeah, fair agree. Enough.
Have you watched Paddington 1 or 2? No. Probably not.
Not even slightly. Yeah.
Should you?
Saying.
Absolutely.
Yeah, people keep saying they should.
So, Raphael, I have seen the first one, and I was just like, this is pretty good. And then I just didn't really think about it again.
Apparently, Paddington 2 is beautiful.
Yeah, that's
I've
what
heard.
I hear.
Yeah. Hugh Grant's
I hear
in
nothing
it.
But good things.
Paddington's in jail, which is where an alive bear should be.
Yeah, I think the third one, almost.
Yes, Jackson? What?
Even those alive bears in the wild.
Especially those ones. They're dangerous, Jackson.
You're right. They should be. They ought
have you
to
seen
be
the movie Grizzly Man? A bear ate a guy.
That's fair. Yeah.
If that bear was in a federal prison, Grizzly Man would still be alive.
Nah, maybe that's not.
What about all the prisoners in jail? Or is it a bear jail?
Stay out of the bear cell. Yeah. Stay out of the bear's way.
Stay out of the bear cell.
Stay out of the bear cell.
That's good advice.
Yeah, okay.
Let's see. Maybe this is like, I reckon, so Paddington 3, Paddington will finally go to space.
Yeah.
Kind of following a horror story.
Yeah, beautiful,
it's
beautiful.
It's going to be.
Paddington in space is probably a good bet. Yeah.
Is it a horror story? So they usually go like in the hood?
Yeah, well,
and
no,
then
so
space, or is it space then in the hood?
So it's regular.
Yeah.
You're back.
Yeah.
Okay. Christmas.
Yes.
Meta. Space. The hood. The hood too. That's me basing it largely off the Leprechaun.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, that's what the hood one comes from.
Yeah, yeah. Leprechaun also, into the hood. No, Leprechaun in the hood and then Leprechaun back to the hood is the second one where he goes back to the hood.
Yeah. Classic Leprechaun.
From his well, I guess. I think he lives in a well.
Jamie Kennedy loves the Leprechaun movie series.
That's interesting.
I don't know why I know that.
But I think the same thing happens to Jason. Because Jason.
He goes to space.
And Jason X goes to space.
And then. I guess he never goes to the hood. He goes to Manhattan.
He goes to Manhattan and then punches a guy's head
off. But actually,
off,
Jason Takes Manhattan mostly takes place on a boat. So
he punches a guy's head off on a building, though, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, toward the end, but two-thirds of the movie
legitimately punches
a
head clean off.
Yeah, yeah.
I wish the human body was capable of that. I'd be in jail for murder, but what a murder.
I think Paddington 3, they'll take him finally to the zoo. He can be with his own guy and other bears.
I reckon put him in Mortal Kombat.
Oh no.
Paddington, you've been chosen to the Mortal Kombat tournament.
Yeah,
can
be...
I bring my marmalade? Well, I guess.
Kung Lao
brought his hat.
He hooks marmalade
everybody gets
someone's
to bring
eyes.
One thing. Yeah, I guess fair enough.
Then he Striker's got a gun, probably. There's no real rules. You're a bear.
Bring your marmalade.
Yeah, bring your mom. Okay, look, marmalade in the eye and then stabbing someone with a marmalade jar.
Well, there you go, Raphael.
Yeah.
You asked us to bring Scaredy Boys on board. Unfortunately, they weren't in the room when we recorded this.
Too slow.
And then...
Yeah. That's about it.
No, I'm just trying to figure out the best way to bring this home, I reckon.
Okay.
So we'll go with two more.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Actually.
One more.
Yeah, no, we'll stick with two more.
Okay.
But two different ones, not that one.
So this next email is from Tyler. What do you think Tyler's saying?
I think Tyler's sending us a resume. And Tyler wants to be the fourth baseless speculation boy. That's my theory.
I think it's going to be either one of two things. One, it's going to be either like guys, no more like comic book nerd shit, or please tell me more about Batman.
Mm.
Tyler, subject: please stop ignoring Moon Knight.
Okay,
that's kind of like
that's
Batman.
pretty close to Batman. Yeah. Dear BS boys, I finally got around to watching Eternals, so I'm listening to your predictions for Morbius again.
Yeah.
That's funny that those two are connected because we just decided to start spoiling Eternals and Morbius.
That is funny.
Dracula has been confirmed to be in the Disney Plus Moon Knight.
Disney Plus Moon Knight.
Are you doing one of our
many impressions?
Old mate's voice of Moon Knight?
I am Moon Knight.
And I'm happy to confirm that Dracula is in my Disney Plus Moon Knight extravaganza and has been for months now. Yet in all the vampire discussion, not once have you... What is going on? It's been a long day.
Yeah.
Not once have you mentioned the greatest vampire hunter in Marvel Comics.
Blade.
I bet Disney is more willing to let Sony use Moon Knight over Blade. Blade is already popular enough.
Probably true.
But maybe only five people in the world actually give a shit about Moon Knight. And I just happen to be one of them. No, because of the meme, everyone cares about Moon Knight.
Yeah, but everybody cares
Dracula,
about meme Moon Knight.
Yeah, hey, you fucking nerd. Where's my fucking money? I'll suck you off or whatever.
I do wonder if the Disney Plus It has been a long day. I do wonder if the Disney Plus Moon Knight series is going to be that meme version of Moon Knight. That doesn't.
I don't think so. You wouldn't cast. You could only do that if you did animated.
Yeah, true. Yeah. Oscar Isaac is a weird.
Although the voice he does in the trailer is fucked.
Yeah,
so
that's
maybe.
True. He does do a weird like. Yeah. So yeah, I don't know.
You know, Ethan Hawke's in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
We had this discussion.
He's also in Daybreakers. I think that's a vampire movie.
Yeah,
isn't
yeah
it?
He is.
Yeah, that's the one with vampires rule the world or something. Hmm.
Who run the world? Vampires.
Well, there's no Jared Harris in the cast list, so
yeah, we really
I don't know. Yeah.
Like, yeah, it'll just be interesting to see the kind of Moon Knight we get, because I can imagine if you're like you say, John Q Citizen, yes.
What?
Like you say, Citizen, that nobody cares about Moon Knight or whatever.
Yeah.
So, like, the regular person watching this TV show is like. They know him from the memes.
Well,
and if it's not the memes,
yeah,
then they're like, oh, he's not very funny.
Nah, because the same thing happened with, again, Captain America and Iron Man. No one really cared about them until the films came
out. That's true, but there wasn't like an internet following for them prior to this.
They didn't even really know about the internet in 2008 or whatever.
Whereas
they were like, is that the place where I see JPEGs of breasts?
Yes. Yes, it is.
No, that's somewhere else.
Oh, shit.
That's the that's the chit chat.
AKA heaven.
I'm going to tit chat. That's me dying.
Yeah, in 2008, you had two choices: to go see Iron Man at the cinema or go to tit shed.
Go and just eat shit and die, and then go to the tit shed.
I'm going to the tit shed.
Everyone in 2008 died so happy.
Yeah, yeah.
Everyone thought they were going to the tit shed.
Yeah, that's what we were all expecting. What am I dying of? Because I'm, yeah, I imagine that was on fire.
Yeah, fair enough. Makes sense.
You falling.
Yeah,
screaming.
fell into a fire. From a great height, though, so you don't have enough time to yell. I'm going to the
detention. See that?
But you know, I think, yeah,
I don't know. It'd just be interesting to see. Just
finish the email.
Yeah,
we see this. We see the MCU do this all the time, where they introduce a side character in a bigger movie in hopes of drumming up interest for a future project. Mm-hmm. As Dusha, hey, that's me, points out, Morbius was supposed to have been released already, so it wouldn't surprise me if there's a reference to a crazy mercenary in all white, killing vampires. Mm. Oh, I doubt Oscar Isaac himself would show up, but rather than some guy being stabbed by Blade's sword, I reckon we see a moonerang in a guy's head.
Nah, you imagine Sony having the cake in it too, so there could be a reference, like it's a vague reference.
Yeah.
And it could be Moon Knight, it could be Blade. Everyone being like, oh, I guess it's Blade. And then, you know, classic, you know, bed shitters will be like, no, it's Moon Knight!
Yeah, that's what we always
do. A very... like an intense reference to both. There's one vampire that's got a sword in him and a moonerang.
Yeah, there's just going to be a moment where they fight like five vampires that each have damage from people Sony wishes were in their movies.
Oh, that guy's been flipped by Spider-Man.
That guy's got a Captain America shield in his chest. Huh.
That guy has Luke Skywalker's lightsaber. And is that Banjo-Kazooie? I accidentally closed the email, so I'm assuming Tyler only just said nice things after that. Yeah. Probably like, love you so much, my BS boys,
et
cetera, et cetera. Yeah, and to bring us home, we got an email from Jake.
Okay.
Last chance to get this right. Zama, it's been the closest so far with the more Batman talk from the Moon Knight fan.
I think Jake's accidentally emailed us. And it's actually, he's asking for a prescription.
Yeah,
Doesn't appear that is the case.
Damn. Or like, you know, how can you help me name my dog?
Yeah.
I think it'll be about Spider-Man.
Okay.
And maybe how...
Full-on spoilers to Spider-Man No Way Home, and I will just read them out because we've seen the movie.
Of course, this is out after the Spider-Man came out.
That's a podcasting rule.
Yeah, I know.
It'll be how Spider-Man opens, like his prediction of like how Spider-Man opens, or the madness. One.
Yeah, and I'm saying it's an accidental email meant for his doctor.
Yep.
Hey, BS boys.
Damn.
I need to know your speculation for the upcoming
four
Avatar sequels.
My base speculation
would be that it's going to be a hot dumpster fire, but can something be trash if no one cares about it? Who wants these movies? But based on facts, They have apparently made a bunch of children actors act underwater, and Vin Diesel being one of the sequels, so that's my ticket bought, I guess. Love the show,
Vinny
Jake.
Vinny D's in it?
Yeah, Vinny D's in it, but also putting a whole bunch of children actors underwater, that's dangerous. We have not, Hollywood hasn't learned.
Not at all.
That's sick.
The feeling I have with the Avatar sequels is that each one is going to be kind of like a Mario level. So it'll be like jungle.
The wet one.
Underwater. The desert one.
Bowser's Castle is the last one. Avatar 5, Bowser's Castle.
They got Kate Winslet.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's huge. It's going to be a...
She's in Titanic. She's probably best friends with James Cameron.
Jermaine Clement's in it.
Hey, that's a guy from that thing.
Yeah. Avatar 2. Rabisi's back.
Ah, that guy from that other thing.
Avatar 2 is going to knock superhero movies off the current leaderboard as the most popular genre.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So everyone is slots to number two and number one becomes Avatar movies.
Yeah. I think it's going to reignite everyone's love of the Avatar. Everyone's going to be like, man, we went into that film. We got Avatar crazy and maybe we shouldn't have. But kind of like how everyone is now like looking back maybe at the Matrix trilogy and being like, actually, no, we were a bit too harsh on Matrix 2 and 3. We had a good time with it. I think we're going to have exactly the same thing for Avatar. Everyone is going to be so on board.
Yeah.
It's going to be more recognizable than McDonald's.
Absolutely.
Everyone is going to be like, there's going to be people in like places where they don't even have like, you know, like a cinema, and they're going to like show up an A, and everyone's going to be like, A for Avatar.
A for Avatar. I think
there's
even...
no one is going to get confused anymore with that anime series or whatever.
No.
Anime will actually be renamed Avatar.
Yeah, and McDonald's, one of the golden arches, it'll be a
two A's.
A Navi twerking.
Yeah. I'm Navi now.
No more of this. Which are you, a wind avatar or a bender or whatever? No, who cares? It's just going to be Navi.
You're blue or human.
They'll be like Navi all the way down. We're actually going to see different aliens as well that aren't just Navi. We're going to see some red.
Well,
folk,
I think when they go to these different Mario style environments, it'll be like underwater Navis will be really blue, desert Navis will be really red, et cetera, et cetera. Bowser's Castle ones will have a brick pattern on them.
We're going to get alive bullets and they're going to be afraid to blow up because they're like, I don't hate being killed. We kill, but then we are killed at the time. Please stop it. I hate that I'm shaped like a big bullet. I did not work this life.
I can't sit down. I've got hands.
I got to keep moving. I hate this.
I've got hands, cannot grab.
Yeah, you know, stairs, they'll kill me.
I sit inside that cannon saying to myself, no. And then I am fired out into the world.
And here I am. Please don't do this. I want to learn. I want to have kids.
I don't deserve this. I think it's going to be, that's going to be our new genre. Yep. It'll be the Iron Man. You know, it's going to change the world, Avatar 2.
Yeah.
I think I'll watch Avatar 2 without having seen Avatar.
You won't need to. It'll be a good jumping on point.
Yeah.
Each Avatar 2, Avatar 3, each one with a perfect jumping on point for all you Avatar heads. You know that Avatar world in America?
Disney, in America?
Yeah. That's going to get like a resurgence.
Yeah.
People are going to be like, I understand why they did this several years after all the hype of Avatar and several years before, I guess, the
second
intended
wave
hype
of hype. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and I think here's another prediction.
They're preparing.
Avatar 2 is going to come out. And James Cameron's going to do something nobody's ever done before.
Paint his dick blue.
No, well, obviously. But also, you'll see Avatar 2, and then you'll be able to go out of that cinema and see Avatar 3, 4, 5, and 6.
Six!
All on the same day. They will all release at once.
James Cameron will say,
you can have an Avatar afternoon or an Avatar whole day and watch the entire franchise at the cinema.
You can have an Avatar whole day on me,
so
everyone.
When the Avatar 2, the credits happen, they'll start rolling, and then cinema workers will come in, they'll close the doors, and they'll be like, ladies and gentlemen, we have some news for you.
We have a surprise.
A secret door will open,
mm-hmm.
and then you'll all be ushered into a second cinema, and you'll be able to watch the next Avatar.
And they'll do that all the way up to six.
All up to six, yeah.
Different Avatar, like, different cinemas
sneaky,
for each one.
They've got to build these as well.
Yeah.
Because they'll be like, each cinema will be Avatar themed.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
going
like
to be
that 4D experience where like stuff is just like splashing you, but you're getting like wafts of Navi.
There'll be even people in big Navi puppets in the cinemas coming around and fondling you and throwing you around or whatever.
Yeah, this is going to be great.
It's going to change not just the face of cinema, but the face of cinemas.
Yeah, it's like it's cinema experience. Yeah. You're going to be like, oh, are we going to go to like the 4D experience or are we going to experience the Na'vi experience?
Exactly. I want to be grabbed and wrung out and flicked by the avatars. Yeah. Okay?
I want to get like their hair dick into like my head and be like, oh, that's good.
I want somebody with big puppet hands to like fiddle with my face and mouth and stuff.
Yeah. I got some terrible news on the release dates of Avatar.
Yeah. Well, obviously, that's they can't reveal it.
That's what they're saying.
But you'll see Avatar 2, and then they'll be like, if you would like to move to Cinema 3, you can watch Avatar 3 right now.
And they'll be like, oh, Cinema 3, Avatar 3. That's clever.
And they'll be like, hey, how long is this going to go? Because I had other stuff planned today.
No. You don't. They will personally call up whatever plans you had and cancel
them for you.
The second, third, fourth, and fifth film in the franchise shared a budget of $1.5 billion because they filmed all of them at once.
What? There you go. It's happening. James Cameron saying, have an Avatar day on me in 2022.
And then as soon as you finish the fifth one, you're going to be like, wow, what an incredible experience that changed my life. I am a completely new person.
Then they're
going to like open up like they've got like a curtain around the big screen.
Yeah.
That's going to lift and there's a bigger screen behind it. And then bam, Avatar 6.
Nah, they put you in Avatar for Avatar 6.
good.
They say, look under your seats. You look under your seats and there's a little pill. And you take it and you go to Pandora.
Yeah, you can fucking hook in with your tail or whatever.
Yeah.
Fuck a horse or whatever they do in that.
It's going to be amazing.
Yeah.
It's really going to change the world.
Yeah. Thank you, James Cameron.
Yeah, I think they're going to invent that like hunking in system.
Yeah. You'll be able to become an avatar.
Yeah,
that's what they'll be able to do.
This is the avatar. We've got it working. Yeah. If you want to, we've designed like a dog and some kind of like a horse that can fly, and you can hunk in as much as you want.
Yeah. Just get it done.
I think maybe even James Cameron will be like, for Avatar 6, we made Avatar real, and you can go to Pandora.
Walk out of the cinema, and just,
you're in a spaceship. You're like, just... what the fuck?
And James Cameron's like, we're going to the planet of Pandora to get some unobtainium and meet your favorite characters. Jake Sully from the first one.
Yeah.
Marco Talungi from the second. Rubar, the desert alien, and his many camels for the third one. Yeah, it's going to be incredible. Yeah.
And then you're going to land there and you're going to get mauled by a six-legged cat.
Yeah.
And I'll be like, this is the perfect day. Thank you, James Cameron.
Have an Avatar day on me.
And then I go to Tit Shack.
You're going like, yes, I finally get to go to the Tit Shed.
I'm off to the Tit Shed, boys.
I had an Avatar day on James Cameron. I'm ending it at the Tit Shack.
Yeah.
Hope I get some Na'vi blue titties.
It's going to be sick.
So that's our speculation, Jake. I hope you enjoyed it. And if you want to send us another email, you can hit us up at baselessspeculation@gmail.com and we will periodically do these episodes.
Absolutely.
Unless you send us horse shit, in which case, never again. Your call, listeners. And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
And I've also been Joel.
And this has been another episode of Baseless Speculation, and oh shit, the year's over.
Thanks for listening to Baseless Speculation. Remember to rate and review us on iTunes, and if you want us to hear about your baseless speculations, just email us in at baselessspeculation@gmail.com, and to continue the conversation, head on over to our SansPants Discord or Facebook group. Links to those are in the show notes.